This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me, because if you weren't with me,
thousands of people will die.
That's right. Welcome. You have saved lives being here, Kevin Jackson Show. I know you're glad you're here. You know why I know? Because when we went back, all my producers, and we started listening to old shows and looking at y'all's notes and stuff to us, and you know what we figured out? Y'all really like us. You really do. And I get it. I'm not bragging. By the way, people, oh, look at him all bragging and stuff, talking about people like the show. They do like the show. It's not bragging. They ain't bragging if it's true. Anyway, thousands will die if you don't listen. I'm glad you have. Have you heard that before by Democrats, though? Thousands will die. Children will die. Old people will die. Your dog will die. Bugs will die. If you don't do what? Insert nonsense here. Insert leftist nonsense, right? If we overturn Obamacare, thousands will die. In fact, Nancy Pelosi said, hundreds of thousands of people will die. That's what she said. If we get Trump care, thousands of people will die. We're waiting on the OMB, the Office of Management and Budget report, but they tell us thousands will die, and the polar ice caps will melt if we don't act on climate farce. It'll be gone by the year 2000. And what? Polar ice caps still there. You know, Earth's going to do what it's going to do. I mean, every time I think about this big, enormous orb floating in space, we know, look, there is no question in our minds that once you escape Earth's atmosphere, we on this enormous planet, I mean, drop something and watch what happens to Earth. Bloop, it just falls. But you leave the confines of our atmosphere and everything's floating. How is it that something can be so powerful that it can keep us floating in space with our little satellite known as the moon, and these idiots want you to believe that they can control it, that we're all over it. Don't worry, the government's involved. We'll help you. Okay? What are you going to do if gravity hits Earth? What are you going to do? You're going to go to Jupiter? Look, it the amazing thing about our planet, our solar system, is how well constructed it is. Jupiter keeps big meteors from slamming into us. We are at the perfect time of evolution in terms of the planet Earth. And you know what, guys? Here's the bad news. Down the line, somewhere, your family, no matter what you do, no matter how much you plan, no matter how glorious you want it to be, it is going to be in the worst conditions on this planet. The cake is going to hit the fan. Gold isn't going to help you. You know, precious fuel, your paintings, your fancy cars, none of it's going to matter, because this big orb is going to be gone, and God will plan his next experiment on somebody else. I don't know what that's going to be. You know, I ain't even going to speculate. But that's where we are. And these people, thousands will die. Thousands die every day, 187,000 give or take, every single day, over something, generally over leftist nonsense. That's where thousands will die. They will die over CAFE standards on cars that say, hey, we need better gas mileage on cars, so make cars out of paper. They'll be lighter. And so people get killed in droves in cars. This is a fact, folks. They get killed in droves. Nobody cares. We got better gas mileage. Leftists will kill you over the most nonsensical stuff and then claim that, oh, well, this will kill, this will save lives, or this will, if you do this, it'll take, you know, take thousands of lives away. No, it won't. They have no proof. Somebody says, hey, if you change from Barack Obama's nonsense of Obamacare to Donald Trump's common sense businessman approach, which, by the way, you've got enough evidence that Trump's is going to work because he's Trump. It's Trump versus baby black Jesus, the worthless black president of America. What do you think is not going to work? What if Obama's has worked? That's what they should be asking themselves. And you know what? The left never told you how many people Obamacare killed. It killed thousands. They don't care. You know why? You know Obamacare killed thousands? Because it's been practiced in the VA for decades. They've had a very good example of Obamacare. People dying on waiting lists. I wonder what Obamacare will be like. Well, I tell you what, go check out some veterans. I'm not laughing at the veterans dying because God knows I love them. In fact, I would go through the VA and just whoop people's butts over what they've done to the veterans. If you said to me, Kevin, what do you want to do about it? I'd say, just show me the VA where this happened and I'll get a couple of my SEAL team buddies. No, I'm not on a team, by the way. I'm not a Navy SEAL. But I'll get some of my buddies who have been Navy SEALs, and we'll just go through there and you know, have a little intervention. That's what I'd do. Thousands will die if we don't act on global climate farce. If we reduce taxes, thousands will die. You know, because, oh, we'll take them off the welfare rolls. You know what's happened when we take people off the welfare rolls? It's devastating to them. They actually go get jobs. Yeah. How sick is that? They go get jobs. They, hey, you know what's interesting? Now that I don't have that free money, I guess I better go get a job. And you know what happens when they get a job? I'm talking to the leftists right now. People feel better about themselves. And y'all don't like that. Because you like it when people feel low. When you feel like you can help them. You're helping your lowly fellow man. I'll help you, little man. What do you need? Oh, hey, hold on a minute. I've got somebody else's money right here. In my pocket. I'll help you. They're not going to help you with their money. They don't want the self-esteem. Think about it. The pride that comes from fatherhood, motherhood. I'm talking about doing it right. Raising children's right. The pride of that. How proud are you of your children when you take these little, you know, empty vessels and you make them into something and you spit them out into the world and you know what they do? They shock you by doing better than you thought. How proud are you? How many proud black fathers are there who've run away from their families and black crackhead mothers are there? And society, I mean, this isn't just black folks, but I'm just saying, how proud can you be when you can't even be a good parent? But the left, they're helping because thousands will die. We got a lot to talk about today, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something right now. You may not like what I have to tell you, and you guys know I'm pro-law enforcement, but I'll tell you something. The police went crazy for a while in the inner cities. I don't blame the cops either, just so we're clear. But the police went crazy. They cracked down on teen black folks like crazy. And people like the inner city kids, like NWA, Ice Cube, and that whole crew that wrote the song F the Police, they were legitimate in their feelings and emotions about the police at the time, because they were getting harassed needlessly. And here's the problem. Nobody was there to explain to them, folks, kids, this is not about you. Don't take it personal. It's not about you. It's about the collective. Cops have to look at things in patterns and say, okay, here's what we have to look for. And the sad news is that black teens were committing a lot of crime, and that spillover was affecting other teens that were going, look, man, why are you hassling me? And you've already got a volatile situation in the black community because you got these young blacks who don't have fathers or role models that can say, look, kiddo, it ain't you, man. Here's the best thing you can do. You can just, cooperate and things will be better. The police will eventually go, you know what, there's a lot of good kids in these neighborhoods. They're not doing gangbanger things. Now, the other thing that black kids could have done is stopped acting like gang members. But look, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to bounce back and forth here because this is going to be a little confusing for you. But the reason why blacks all have to act, I'm talking about young black teen men, boys, they have to act tough is because if you don't, if you just walk around acting normal, like a suburb kid, you are a mark, a victim. You have to be bigger than life. It's like one of these, like in the animal kingdom, the little lizard that'll, pull up his mask, what's that thing? His little shroud, and look like he's bigger than he is. That's exactly what happens every single day. I'm played out in so many times in the hood. It's ridiculous. So you have, it's funny. I drive through my neighborhood. You see a black dude standing on the corner. You're driving down the street just looking. And he'll look at you like, what? Like what? And I'm thinking to myself, dude, if I get out of this car and come up to you, I already know you're ready to pee your pants. But trust me, within two blows, you know you've made a mistake. And I just dismiss him. Now, when I was a kid, I was like, it was a stare down contest. Why? Just because. You know how many people get shot over nonsense like that? Quite a few. So you grow up to where you're doing these things that create the problem, that bring the cops into your neighborhood, and then you've got an attitude because nobody's told you, you don't have to be tough. Let me tell you something right now. I don't care what anybody, I can walk away from a fight and a dude be like, yeah, you better walk away, you chump. Yeah, okay, you're so scary. And I'll walk away. You know why? Not because I'm afraid, but because I already know what the outcome of this fight's going to be. I don't need to fight you to prove anything, but you know what? Far too many people do believe that. So I'm saying all this to tell you that, and I wrote this piece called If Obama Had a Son, He Would Blast F the Police During This Slain Cop's Funeral, because that's what this teen did. And it should come as no surprise, folks, that in New York City, this kid did the unthinkable, which is to blast from his apartment building, from his window, F the police, as thousands of people are honoring the death of Officer Miosotis Familia, who was assassinated as she sat in her car. And that, to me, that explains it all. That tells you everything you need to know. But the story gets even better about little Julian Rodriguez, age 16, who said he found this experience, quote, satisfying. And he said his older brother and best friend had been unjustly killed by the police. Wow, what a lot of tragedy for a 16-year-old kid to have gone through, to watch his older brother and his best friend be killed by police. Of course, the cops just hunted him. They just pull random, black people, or in his case, Hispanics, out of a lottery bag and said, okay, let's go kill Julian Rodriguez's big brother and his best friend at some point. And here's what he said: since they did not show respect for my brother and my friend, why should I show respect to them? See, it's always interesting to me when these kids say, my older brother and my best friend were unjustly killed. Yeah, what is your definition of unjustly? I'm just curious, because if he did have an older brother and a best friend that were killed by the cops, you can bet that these people were criminals. See, Rodriguez, like most leftists, they rationalize crime. His brother and best friend had good reason to commit their crimes. And who are law enforcement to jump in the way of that, to interfere with a man in his job? See, all of these crimes committed by Rodriguez's brother and best friend, well, they take care of the family. They take care of the community. How else? Remember the kid that got shot breaking into somebody's house? And the lady came home. She had her house wired where she could see it on her phone. Came home, confronted the kid, and killed him. And his sister and cousin stood out there and said, he was just doing what kids do. I mean, he was trying to pay for his school and get his money for his clothes. She didn't have to kill him. Yeah. See, that's the rationalization. When you start thinking about how do people think in the community, in the culture, of black. That's how they think. Now, if you want to know what the disjoint is you see the world and go, look, this is mine, that's yours. What's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours. They don't. What's in their view, and I'm telling you, the black leftists, and this is poor people, and including Julian Rodriguez, what's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine. Because you have more and I need it. And oh, by the way, even if you don't have more, I still need it. That is pervasive. So when they talk about killed unjustly, you have to understand the definition. You are talking about bizarro world. Don't use your definitions of what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. That doesn't apply. Anyway, 20 law enforcement officers went to this teenager's door and asked him to stop to play the music. And he says he finally apologized to the office because the building superintendent threatened to evict him and his family. He says, I apologize. It was between the house and apologizing. Well, I'm glad the superintendent had the good sense to threaten this kid for playing his music too loud, folks, because the shock would have been if the kid were threatened for disrespecting law enforcement. He did say, this kid, that he felt sorry for Mia Sotis' family, and he says, I feel sympathy for that because she was trying to do what to take bad people off the street. It was wrong because she didn't do anything wrong, but at the same time, my bro and my best friend died for no reason, he said. Now, I mentioned if these two even existed, they were criminals, but do they exist? Because I went on to look at this article about this kid, and he provided the Post, the people who did the story, with the names of both his brother and his best friend, who he claimed were killed. But nobody could find anything about these people being killed in the public record. Yeah. So that's the problem. He's creating a fake narrative about the cops. You want to know why? Because that's what the left encourages him to do. He wants a reason to be mad, so he's made up a lie. The left knows it, and he knows it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. We'd love to hear from you. Promote it. Do whatever you want. This show is your show. This is not me. This is you. And I hope I represent you well. Let me know. You know, here's the thing. When people are doing a job, they like to know it's a good job. It keeps you encouraged. It keeps you wanting to do better. If you like a topic, let me know. If you want to talk about a particular topic, let me know. If you want to make a comment about something that we've talked about, let me know. But more importantly, if you like what we're doing, let me know. And even bigger than that, let somebody else know. I can't tell you the number of times we get people that write to me and they're like, Kevin, man, I'm so glad I found you. In fact, I'm going to read a letter today that I got recently because it was so heartfelt, you know, about how people felt about the show. And things like that. Look, it isn't just about me. I got producers here that are like cadaver dogs. If you don't send a letter like once every 3 or 4 hours to say, great job, these guys are like, I'm messing with y'all. You know, I'm just playing. But they really do. Come on, admit it. You guys like when we get good mail? Okay. No big deal. Well, yeah, we like getting positive feedback about what we do. Why do you think we produce Something Wongs and Black Sphere in the Park and all these little things that we're doing? And we're always thinking about other ways to be creative about it. So we love it when you guys are paying attention and writing back and letting us know, giving us feedback. Why? Because we got to go out there and find all this crazy stuff to let you guys know. We're not just, when we talk about liberals, we're not making stuff up. I don't need to sit around and go, I wonder, let's fabricate a story about the Russians being tied to Hillary Clinton. No, I don't need to fabricate it. It's right there in your face. Podesta getting millions of dollars. They sit around fabricating. Because let me tell you, what are you going to say about us? The only thing you can say is, oh goodness, finally one of these guys was crooked and they were Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, Mr. Bible Thumper, Mr. Blah, blah, blah. But for the most part, we own up to it. But they can't look at us and say, oh, they're trying to use moral relativity on certain issues or whatever. No. Either the truth is the truth, the lie is the lie. And guess what? Conservatives will lie, they will cheat, they will steal, they will do everything else, but they own up to it. Leftists will do it and tell you, IRS? That was a legit thing. Fast and Furious? What are you talking? Benghazi? Me stealing money? The Clinton Foundation? They will just look at you. They will look at you and blatantly lie to you. And they're like, well, I don't even understand what you're talking about. Okay, so what? All these countries donated money to the Clinton Foundation. So what? All these corporations donated money to the Clinton Foundation. So what? It's all in the emails that I didn't want you to get that have now come back and all that. And I'll talk about that later, folks. The new revelations in Hillary Clinton's emails will blow you away. But they look at you as, so what? You got all this evidence and it's connecting all the dots leading back to Clinton and Obama, but I don't get it. And you're going, what do you mean? I mean, you just kind of laid out all the evidence there, Mr. Comey. Yeah, but I don't see any indictable thing here. That's what they do. You don't do that. Anyway, here's a story for you. Seattle City Councilman, and a couple things stick out about this story about this Seattle councilman. First, he doesn't want to remove crap, and I'm going to clean it up, crap off the sidewalk. I mean legitimate crap. I'm not talking about, you know, paper and cigarette butts. I'm talking about excrement, okay? Now, that's disgusting enough. He's saying, I don't want to do it. Leave that doo-doo on the sidewalk. And then second, his rationale is even more disgusting because this city councilman says removing crap off the sidewalk is racially insensitive. What is this man trying to say? I'll answer that in a second. Now, you can imagine why unsanitary conditions exist in the city of Seattle, Washington. It is a leftist utopia. Forget that big cities are cesspools to begin with. The big cities are run by fools, see, known as Democrats. And these leftists create the most foul ecosystems on the planet. And they cover up their mismanagement with football stadium taxes and airport taxes that they put on everybody around them to pay for their malfeasance. Nonetheless, after the cheering fans have returned to the suburbs, the bottom feeders come out at night. There's a song, the freaks come out at night, the freaks come out at night, freaks come out. Anyway, the freaks do come out at night, where you are tucking your little chitterns away, and you are planning for your work day the next day, and getting meal planning done, and maybe trying to get in a little exercise, or spend a little time with mom or pop, you know, while the kids are asleep. The freaks are out in the cities. That's right. These people come out and they dig through the trash. They find their newest residence in the form of cardboard boxes as well as their meals. And afterwards, these bottom dwellers then pee and crap all over the city and call it a night. And then the next morning, you know what you're met with? You're met with the foul smell of urine and crap as you try to go about your daily, you know, walk to get to your office once you've taken the subway, parked your car to park and ride and jumped on a metro system full of funky people. And then you get there and then you got to deal with all that other stuff, right? So in Seattle, some judges and a sheriff who work at King County Courthouse requested help with these unsanitary conditions that are outside the courthouse. But one councilman objected to the cleaning plan, claiming it was racially insensitive. Now, this is according to the Seattle Times. Two King County Superior Court judges are asking for help cleaning up the courthouse at 3rd Avenue and James Street after they say two jurors and a half dozen employees have been assaulted. Yeah, I hadn't gotten to the assault yet. The judges, and it doesn't even matter, they say they're difficult underlying circumstances contributing to the unsanitary and potentially frightening atmosphere around the courthouse. So not only, folks, are you walking the gauntlet of pee and crap and the stench therein, all right, you also have to deal with the potential crime. So they, along with the King County Sheriff, said these crime and the fear of crime has been enough to keep people away from the courthouse. People, the jurors don't want to come there. They're like, wait, I don't even want to show up. I got to fight a gauntlet and then walk through pee and crap to get there. So the judges the judges and the sheriff said, let's do some common sense. We're going to intervene on these problems that we're having in the city, cleanliness and safety. Isn't this for the public good? And a councilman fights them on it. Now, this article continues. The nearby blocks host most of the city's homeless shelter beds and many of its social service outlets, which draw those who need help and the people who prey on them. That's nothing new, Roger says. But for whatever reason, these things have gotten worse over the past few years for whatever reason. It's called leftist. Anyway, he says, and jurors and potential jurors report being afraid to go to the courthouse. Now, folks, you've got a serious problem here. We're trying to, you know, do the business of the city. You've been summoned. So essentially what Seattle does, it says it summoned you so you could get doo-doo on your shoes and get your butt kicked. That's what they summoned you for.
I swear I will sign. I will show up on my court date so I can get doo-doo on my shoes and walk through the foul stench of urine and also get my butt kicked by three homeless men and get my wallet taken. Well, not me, but the average person. That's what they're looking at, because that's what your summons is effectively saying. And these judges have said, look, these people are here to do their civic duty. And they don't want to come to the downtown courthouse, and how can we blame them? And Rogers went on to say this, I've never seen it this bad. Never. It's been progressively, I chose that word carefully, getting worse. And the councilman who fights against this is a guy named Larry Gossett. And along with alluding that blacks are crap, he offers another rationale to his idiotic notion, because he says that the power washing of the feces and urine off the sidewalk would bring back images of the civil rights era when black civil rights activists were hosed by local authorities. That's right, folks. Gossett is concerned of the potential for PTSD that black people may suffer in seeing water cannons spray crap off the sidewalk. Yeah, I'm going to let that absorb for just a second, because I've been going a little quick. Yeah, are you with me? See, with that logic, I would ask Larry Gossett, black nationalist, Larry, what do black people think when they see the fire department putting out a fire? Just curious. And you wonder, folks, why black people like me exist? Black conservatives, people that don't think of themselves as black, a conservative who attacks people on the logic of their illogic, in this particular case, I exist to out the idiots and the real racists on the left. How insane to not want to protect the public from the nuisance of unsanitary waste and homeless criminals by using black people as pawns. But you can bet the blacks in Seattle and elsewhere, the leftists, will cry no harm, no foul. And you want to know why? Because Larry Gossett Jr. is a black nationalist. He became a founder of the Black Student Union on the University of Washington campus, and he helped organize others to become radical blacks, and was closely associated with the Black Panthers, which I don't care. But my problem is when these black relics don't recognize their own lunacy.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So I want you to join TeaPartyCommunity.com. You're going to hear me say this until I have no air left in my lungs, until I'm no longer broadcasting. But I want you to join it for a reason. It is going to change politics forever. Donald Trump's helped, but he's got to have a grassroots army underneath him ready to support him and keep him in the right direction, too. We're not going to agree with everything Donald Trump wants to do. And at times, we're going to have to remind him that we are a boisterous group of people that are no longer going to sit back idly and let the left dictate our policies. That's done. So check it out, teapartycommunity.com. Look, I don't like doing a bunch of commercials during the show. We're making a movie, bleedingbluemovie.com. I'm going to tell you about this stuff. But what we do is socially relevant. That's the reason why we tell you. Yeah, I hope Tea Party Community becomes so big Zuckerberg's like, you know, running scared of me. I'm the owner. I hope it is. I hope it gets so big that if we are financing all of your projects. We got scholarships this. We got a galas for ourselves and all that. I hope it is. And you should be hoping that too. Because that means we're winning even better. Zuckerberg is got too much money and he's too young and he's an idiot. And how we allow this, he may be brilliant in his technology and all that. I'm not an idiot myself. I get it. But in terms of what he wants to do with it, he is so far off base, it's not even funny. So we can't allow these guys to grow and continue to get more and more money. Bezos, people like him, they have to be, you know, we have to show them that we are the ones who have the economic power to shut them down. I would love to watch Jeff Bezos' his net worth go from $70 billion down to $2 billion. Now, you go, ooh, Kevin, you're really penalizing. No, he's still a billionaire. But can you imagine if he got a wake-up call of that magnitude? Suddenly, he'd be going, you know what? I better stop attacking Donald Trump, and I better start listening to what people really want. The guy's a capitalist. He's making money off of good ideas. And then he takes that money, and he goes after Trump for no reason with the Washington Post. Just go find some dirt. Let me tell you, Donald Trump will be the cleanest president in the history of the republic. And I told you this, the leaks and all these things that are happening for Trump will do nothing except to showcase the government can run without being corrupt. Think about what the climate is right now in D.C. where people are like, I don't know who's listening on my phones. I don't know who's got my kid. I don't know who's looking at me through my computer screen. I don't know. Yeah. So what does it mean? You better be every meeting, every conversation you have better be with the idea that it could be public. That's a good thing. I don't like that these people are doing these things to Trump, but because had they done this to Hillary Clinton or had they done this to Barack Obama, those two would be in jail. Many of the people that helped them. But if it cleans up government, so be it. Wouldn't it be nice to have 8 years of a government that people go, we know what happened. You can go, there is no scandal because we would already know. The only scandals that will come up in this administration are the ones that the left tries to create. Because leftists are just mean people. They create laws, they do things that always end up backfiring. Let me give you an example. Bill de Blasio's New York. So Rudy Giuliani cleans up New York. I was with Giuliani a couple weeks ago, and he talked about this. You know, the policies of conservatism, the policies of sanity. He cleans up New York City, turns it over to Bloomberg, who's so worried about people being fat that he lets it go a little bit bad, and then they bring in de Blasio. And so, do you think he made New York even more livable and more safe than Giuliani? Of course not. When de Blasio took the helm of New York City, one of the guys, this guy named Brian Preston, he wrote this. In Batman Begins, the shadowy villain who trained the Caped Crusader returns to Gotham City to destroy it from the inside out because it had been too corrupt to save. Call it a brutal lesson from the school of hard knocks. Spoiler alert, Batman doesn't let him do it. In the real world, Gotham City, a.k.a. New York, has replaced the tyrannical joker, Michael Bloomberg, with the wacky ideologue, Bill de Blasio. De Blasio, a self-admitted socialist, a man whose far-left policies could deliver a death stroke to the city's economy, has nominated Melissa Mark Viverito to become Speaker of the New York Council. All she is a confirmed tax cheat. Now, I say that because this guy foresaw what was going to happen in New York. Eventually, New York can't pay its bills. Eventually, they got to tax and spend more. And eventually, the people who are at the bottom, who have been used to getting fed, are no longer going to get fed, and they revolt, and more crime happens. And, of course, de Blasio's anti-cop. He doesn't have to say it, but he is. So the economy gets torched, and the black market economy goes, you know, it thrives. So as the economy goes, so does society at large. And New York City, folks, has gone bat crap crazy, pardon the analogy. Under de Blasio, they were talking about public indecency, and they say residents of New York City may start seeing more incidents of public urination on the streets after a new law reform was passed by the city council in which acts like public drunkenness or urinating would no longer be handled in criminal court. New York City residents and visitors are going to see more people pee. If you don't believe me, I've seen it with my own eyes. I go to New York at least once a month. I will tell you, on no less than four occasions, I've seen people pull over in the middle of New York City and pee in a series of bushes that are right there. I watched it happen in front of my hotel about four trips ago. Guy just stopped, peed right there, and went along his way. I couldn't believe it. The city council is saying they're not going to make it a civil ticket, which is like breaking the speed limit, rather than a criminal summons. That's what they're going to make it, I should say, rather than a criminal summons. Now, same thing happened in Denver. They downgraded the severity of these offenses, public drunkenness, peeing in public, etc. And so they don't go to a criminal judge. They're going to be required to have an administrative hearing. So what used to be something that you would never think about doing, think about, you know, kids around, things like that. You're just willing to drop trial. What else are you willing to do? I mean, I don't know. I'm not getting in the mind of a leftist, but maybe there's a leftist listening to the conversation. Hey, you can give us a call, 844-551-8255. We always like to hear from you putzes. The shift in policy, they say, is a result of the Criminal Justice Reform Act, and critics say it undermines the city's long-time, quote, broken windows policing policy. You know what the broken windows policy is, and if you don't, let me just tell you real quick. Cracking down on minor offenses like public urination is deemed to prevent more serious crimes. See, that's what I was alluding to a second ago. If you will publicly urinate, what else will you do? Will you grab a woman's breast? Will you grab her by the... Will you force her into a building, an abandoned building, and attempt to rape her or whatever? What will you do if you're willing to just go, you know what the hell it is? Hey, how y'all doing? What are you willing to do? Anyway, petty crimes lead to bigger crimes. So it doesn't surprise me to tell you the story I'm about to talk about, which is what all this was a lead up to, which is a creepy commuter on the J train while rolling through Queens, New York, decided he was going to pee on a 26-year-old woman who was listening to her music on earbuds and not paying attention. The woman told police she was sitting in a middle car on a Brooklyn-bound train as it left the 75th Street Eldridge Lane station in Jamaica, Queens at about 1:50 a.m. Her eyes closed as she listened to music on her headphones when she felt something wet hit her face. When she opened her eyes, she found a complete stranger urinating on her, getting a traffic ticket on her, the cop said. See, people like this vagrant that did this are a direct result of leftist laws. Now, the peeing perp said nothing as he ran off the train as soon as it stopped at the Cypress Hills station. They say the woman was rattled, but she wasn't injured. She reported the incident to the NYPD Transit Police, and that was it. All they know is he's 5'3" wearing a red shirt and black pants that probably have easy access. So, New York has a very proud de Blasian that's running the streets saying, thank you, Mayor de Blasio. Thank you, New York City Council. And see, my bet is he's probably one of New York's homeless. You tax the wealthy to the point of exhaustion and they leave. And many did, and they took their money and the New York tax base with them. And New York counted on the additional revenues, folks, they were going to get by taxing these rich folks so they could put in more programs. But it didn't work. They ended up losing millions of dollars when they raised the tax rate. Unbelievable. Guys like this are creation. This guy, I'm guaranteeing he's a homeless dude, or he's a sick guy. Of course he's sick, peeing on somebody in public. And guess who caused that problem, too?
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.